Hello, my friends. Welcome again to the Deeper Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Paul, and it's the 22nd day of April. We are in Luke chapter 11, verse 52. This is the final of the long stretch of verses in your old translations that are written in red, but a long stretch of verses in which Jesus is talking and mostly giving a long collective of woes to Pharisees and lawyers. And it concludes in the 52nd verse with woe to you lawyers, for you have taken away the key of knowledge. You did not enter in yourselves, and those who were entering in, you hindered. Now remember, lawyers are not those who stand in court arguing a case in front of a judge or defending people. Lawyers in this context are those students of the law, and they are also, in many cases, teachers of the law. And by law, I don't mean Roman law or legal codes, but rather the Torah, the laws of the people of Israel as found in their sacred texts. What's interesting is that Jesus uses a phrase that he never elaborates on. He says, you've taken away the key of knowledge. You didn't enter in yourselves, and those who were entering in you hindered. So we are to take from Jesus' woe that these lawyers hold a key to something, to the entering in. We're going to get into that in a moment from another text. But they're holding the key that would get people in. And not only are they withholding the key, they don't enter into the space themselves. And because they're withholding the key, they keep those who wish to enter from being able to enter. It would be akin to having the key to a house and someone needs to get in, but not only do you not go in as the holder of the key, you refuse to give the key to the people that want to go in to the house. Well, in this case, the lawyers are those of the Torah. Therefore, the key of knowledge must be something to do with the legal code, something to do with their legal system. Jesus has a conversation with Peter at one point, well, actually with all of his disciples, and he says, whom do men say that I am? And the disciples say, well, some think that you're John the Baptist, some think that you're Elijah, some think that you're Jeremiah or one of the other prophets. And Peter is then asked, who do you say that I am? And he says to Jesus, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus says, you're blessed, Simon. Flesh and blood didn't reveal this to you, but our Lord, my Father who is in heaven, revealed it to you. And then he said, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. And then gives him the keys to the kingdom. And the giving of the keys is not a literal transference of a set of keys on a ring, but rather it has to do, apparently, with the knowledge that Peter came into, not due to flesh and blood, but due to revelation of the Spirit. Remember, Jesus, the disciples said, some say you're this, some say you're that. Jesus had said, what do you say? So everyone has an interpretation, in other words. Everyone has an idea. Everyone has what they think about Jesus. And flesh and blood will only take you so far. So if all you have is a flesh and blood revelation of Jesus, then the best you can do, as far as I see, is scratch the itch on the quest for the historical Jesus. Maybe you'll determine he was a real guy in first century Palestine. Maybe you'll determine that he was raised near the Sea of Galilee. Maybe you can trace his lineage back a little further. Maybe you will determine that he actually died on a cross. Maybe you'll run up into some problems with a resurrection because that's going to require a little more than flesh and blood can give you. But in any case, if all you really have is a historical Jesus and you're just insistent on seeing him through a historical lens, you will only get the revelation brought to you by flesh and blood. The best you can come up with is, well, he's a lot like some other dudes. But if the Father reveals him, he reveals him as the Christ, the Anointed One, the Messiah. And that seems to be the key to understanding the kingdom of God. That's the key that unlocks the door. When Jesus gives woe to the lawyers in Luke 11:52 for taking away the key of knowledge, it's really his first hint that the key that you need to understand the kingdom is actually in the law. If you studied the Old Testament, you would find what you need scripturally to determine who is the one and what is he here to do. But you're holding that key back. And not only are you holding it back, you're not even entering into it yourselves. You ought to know because you're the ones who are able to read. You're in a society at this time where not everyone is literate. In fact, some estimates have that almost no one was literate. I've read estimates as high as 97% illiteracy in the first century in Palestine. Well, if that's the case, and you know, couple that with the fact that there's no printing press, so it's not like you can go down the street and buy a copy of the Old Testament. So most of what people heard of the written word, the scriptures, they heard read in synagogue. And they don't know how to vet that. They don't know how to go home and research it. And so Jesus says there's people that want in. They want the truth, but you're withholding it from them. Woe to withholding it. I take this serious. I know you have the ability to read, study, research. But if I feel like God has given me anything to say and a platform to say it, then I don't want to withhold the key of knowledge. I mean, I don't want to hold back on something that might liberate you. Sometimes it costs me. Anybody that uses the key of knowledge properly to help liberate people is going to pay a price from people, from others who don't wish for that liberation or who totally disagree with it. But we can't see it and then withhold it. So I'm not just talking about some little tidbit, but the knowledge of the kingdom of God as revealed through the King, Jesus. It's yet another reason why I've recently started a new series in our midweek on the prophet, the priest, and the king, but to look at those as manifested in Christ, because I want these keys of revelation as to who he is to help unlock the majesty and the wonder of the kingdom of God. Tomorrow, we will head out of the 11th chapter, and we'll see you then. God bless.